What's up, guys? I'm back with another podcast. It is April 7th, and I'm pretty excited about this podcast because I got to go home this weekend, so I'm in a great mood. But the thing is that I realized was I had really high energy this whole entire weekend, and then for some reason it just started going down. And I remember I had another podcast about how to feel more productive and basically just how to have more energy. And I thought to myself, well, what can I say on this podcast that not only help me, but like help you guys when you do feel like you need to kind of reset? So with that being said, here are five ways to have more energy. Number one, drink more water. And I mean drink a ton of water per day. I literally have a 40-ounce water bottle that I always have with me, and I'm always drinking it. And when your body feels hydrated, it's so much easier to get through the day. You feel so much clearer in your mind, and you just feel so much better. So make it a habit to just drink more water. Get a Brita, have a water fountain, always fill up your water. Simply put it, just drink more water, simple as that. Now, with that, since I did have a little bit of alcohol this weekend, I felt like today, this morning, I didn't feel that great. And I know it's because I had a lot of alcohol during the weekend. And it makes me think, well, if you're drinking more water, you should be drinking less alcohol, especially if you are feeling like your energy levels are low. So drink less alcohol, more water. The third thing is to sleep at least 7 hours and stick to a sleep schedule. I wasn't prioritizing sleep as much about a year or two ago, and I absolutely hated how I felt. Every day I woke up, I was just drained of energy, and I never wanted to get out of bed. But until I started prioritizing my sleep and staying consistent with it, it has done dividends for me. Just sleeping at least 7 hours. Some people need more. People are 6 hours, but as long as you're like 6 to 9 hours, you should be okay, especially if you're in your 20s, 30s. But try to aim for at least 7. That's a pretty good number. Now, the third option is to eat health, where this is fruits, vegetables, protein. And one thing I want to mention here is to always eat breakfast. There are times where I have skipped breakfast recently, and those days I just feel drained once the afternoon hits. So try your best to stick to routine and have a breakfast that you generally enjoy. That's not just a bagel or cereal. It's very, very important that you have a good, healthy breakfast. And the fifth, last point I want to make, I know it's a short podcast, but I know you guys got a busy day, so last point I want to make is to exercise when you feel tired. Not just exercise, but exercise when you feel tired. Why I say this, personally, I like exercising right in the morning, but everyone's different. And I've heard from people that they like exercising in the middle of the day and some at night. And I think the best way to describe this is every time you exercise, you actually get a boost of energy. It's adrenaline, you get that feeling good, dopamine every time you exercise, and it boosts you up, makes you more energized. So whenever you're done doing some work for the day, you have your breakfast, you do some chores, whatever it is, you should go and exercise when you feel like, my energy is kind of going down a little bit. Surprisingly or not, even though you sweat during exercise, it will help you so much in terms of making your energy rise back up again. So find that time when you feel drained and go and exercise. That being said, five ways to have more energy throughout your day. Drink so much water. Stop drinking so much alcohol. It's not good for you. Sleep normally at least 7 hours. Eat healthier, and especially eat breakfast. When I say healthier, fruits, vegetables, protein. And then when you do feel tired, always exercise, but if you're struggling with exercising in the morning, when you feel tired, go and hit a little workout, even if it's short, because it will help you with your energy levels. And that being said, I'm done with this podcast. I thank you guys for listening, and I will see you next week. See you guys.